Hi, this is Martin Pitella for Life Enthusiast Podcast, and today with me is Eddie Stone of Touchstone Essentials, and we're going to be talking about zeolite. Eddie Stone, welcome.
Hi, Martin. Great to have a chance to be with you and your audience.
Yeah, it's awesome. Eddie, I think it's important to just open up with telling people, why should they even care about zeolite?
It's a good question. In the modern world we live in, I think one of the dirty little secrets is toxins and their impact on our health. I mean, we probably all know about massive oil spills, or we remember a few years ago, Fukushima, or going back a couple decades ago, Chernobyl. And so we're all sort of conscious at a higher level of sort of these big events, even the wildfires. I know there are wildfires raging in Canada, in the Western United States, in Europe. And so we have these ideas about toxins, but one of the things I don't think we realize is there's 100,000+ man-made toxins that are a part of our everyday consumer products that we touch, feel, use, eat out of every day that have a real impact on our health. I mean, it impacts our DNA. It impacts us acutely. People experience things like asthma, skin rashes, other issues. And so toxins are this, to me, dirty little secret we don't spend a lot of time talking about.
Yeah, let me pile on with a little more vignettes. Like, for example, Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
The disaster of lead in drinking water. Well, there are thousands of Michigans happening in America. We just don't hear about them, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And people have a tendency to think it must be a real urban-based issue. But if you look at EPA warnings based upon local water municipality systems, whether we're talking about West Texas, rural Nebraska, the southeastern United States, this lead contamination and other heavy metals and things that make it into the drinking water supply, it's pervasive regardless of a rural area or an urban area. And if you just sort of look at what local and national governments can do and spend to address the issues, they can't really spend or do enough work fast enough to clean these things up. And so it's a problem that, at least for the near future, we have to learn to deal with. And I think try to mitigate as much as possible.
Right. Indeed. And so I've heard of people doing the EDTA detoxes, and I've seen the bills. People tell me, yeah, I've done 12 sessions. They were $150 each, and I had to sit for 2 hours with a drip up in my vein. And I'm saying, well, people, there are easier ways to get there, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's funny you mentioned EDTA because it's part of why I'm here. Years ago, I've been in sort of the nutritional space for 30-some years. I'm 57 years old, and about 30 years ago, my mom, who's still alive and well today, she had a kind of undiagnosed mystery illness, right? So we spent a couple of years in our local community, going to local universities, trying to figure out why she was sick all the time, no appetite, kind of growing listless and weak, and ultimately discovered that she had breast implants put in when she was younger, and one was leaking, and she was having an autoimmune response. And it wasn't until a doctor using EDTA probably too aggressively, knowing what I know today, because it can strip out obviously good healthy minerals as well. But he put her on a really aggressive program for several weeks that allowed us to figure out what was going on, get the implants removed, and return her to good health. And so I understand. I mean, she was there for hours. And like you said, in this case, back then, the bill really was in the thousands. But I did learn that trying to manage or deal with toxins can be really critical. That's sort of the first thing that really sparked my sort of deep interest in this subject matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing that comes to mind is the medical approach, where you come to your MD and you say, I want to know if I'm toxic, which is good. We should know.
Yeah.
So the common method is, okay, let's put you on some provocation and 24-hour urine collection test. So you will take this particular, I think it's called EMPS.
Right.
And then for 24 hours, your body is just purging everything. And you collect it, bring it in, and then they put it on the ICP-MS, that's mass spectrometry test, and tell you what's coming out of you, right?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
fun part is that you just spent $300 to learn.
Yeah, and the one thing I'm on a system like that is the person's really got no sort of baseline to know where they were, right? It's done so uncommonly, or I would almost argue sort of randomly, with traditional medicine, that it doesn't give us a good way to know where we started. Are some of my personal habits, to say using water filtration or air filtration in my home, whatever it happens to be, having an impact? Am I eating the kind of diet that's going to expose me to more, or am I taking the steps to have less exposure through food? And so it's really random, and there's no protocol, at least that I see, sort of in the traditional setting, that I think serves people very well.
Yeah. Yeah, that those are important points you're raising. So where is this coming from, right? It's the food. Yeah. I mean, fish. I take zeolite every day. Why? Because I do eat ocean fish.
Myself as well.
I get in a car, and when I'm in traffic, I'm inhaling the brake pad dust from the cars all around me. And then I'm noticing that there's a coal-burning electric power plant just upwind from me. And so I'm inhaling whatever they put out.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the forest fires. They're, they're putting in back in the air stuff that's been falling on them for decades, right?
Yeah. Plus whatever man-made materials that are being burned as well, that can be just as dangerous. I mean, burning of volatile organics, right? Which you largely see with these man production products such as siding or whatever happens to be. I mean, it's a battle for our lungs and our body. Bottom line, modern living is just a body battle on a daily basis.
Right. Of course. And I forgot to mention the formaldehyde from the flooring and from the carpet and from who knows what else comes from the house paint and so on, right?
Yeah.
And the fresh new car smell.
Right. That's exactly right. Where I live in North Carolina, we have a lot of issues with the fluorines and the PFASs because years ago when DuPont got in trouble with their Parkersburg, West Virginia plant making C8 as a component of Teflon, the legislation in North Carolina just simply gave them tax incentives to change the name and relocate here in Eastern North Carolina with a plant called or a company called Chemours. And so they've been producing a Teflon-like substance for decades, and now it's polluted the water and drinking supply for a very large swath of our state, millions of people being affected, and there's no remediation, so to speak, that can fix this, right? I mean, it's just a part of what happens in one of those just ongoing dynamics in a modern life.
Yeah. Right. So here comes Eddie Stone.
Yeah.
What are you bringing?
You know, and I'll give people sort of the origins for me, right? I'm like anybody else that's in this field, right? You want to pay attention to the things you can control, right? And so I'm advocate of exercise and peace of mind and meditation and breathing and all of these good habits and paying attention to the source of your food and getting all the micronutrients and things like that. But it's not enough to me. And so when I was first exposed to zeolites back in 2005, I really became intrigued about what they could mean as sort of a tool, a health tool, right? For you, for me, for our families to use on a daily basis to help us sort of manage as best we could, particularly exposure to heavy metals and other positively charged environmental pollutants, because it is difficult, right? It isn't convenient to engage in EDTA therapy on a regular basis. It just doesn't make sense. And so what can happen, just like a person might take a good whole food supplement to supplement the nutrition in their diet, what can they do? And zeolites turns out to be just the perfect mineral that a person can get their hands on to help them manage and deal with some of these issues. And so I've been intrigued for now, I guess it's 15 plus years about what can do. And I launched this company back in 2012, Touchstone Essentials. And we launched with zeolites because we believe it needs to be a daily use product, just like I use a daily greens drink, right? It's just one of those things that should go with your health habits because we can't live in isolation. You're not going to be able to move to some remote place in the Andes and avoid exposure. That's just not how this thing works. That's not how life is. And so I believe it's critical people think about having a tool to aid, support the body's natural ability to detox. I mean, look, let's be clear. The body can do marvelous things in terms of detox, but it wasn't built to deal with this body burden, right? This is just too much. And so zeolites have that ability to support.
Right. So do you want to get technical and explain how it works?
Yeah, I'll do that. And I'll try to keep it as simple as possible. So for those that don't know, zeolites are a natural mineral. In the case of our company, we use a product or a zeolite called clinoptilolite, which is a sheet-like zeolite that we mine. It's a natural product that we mine out of the ground. There are some synthetic products out there, but I'm not a fan of those for quite a few reasons. But the naturally mined zeolite, the way they form, if people are curious, is lava or lava ash collides with playa lake or salt water, and these hardened minerals grow. And so it's a hardened mineral. What makes it unique is that it has a structure that almost looks like Swiss cheese in some ways, right? It's a cage-like structure. And the way that it's bound together, the silica and the carbon, it creates a natural or native negative charge. And so it might not seem like a big deal, but the pollutants in general, the heavy metals you're trying to get out of your body, they have a positive charge. And so just like the north end and the south end of a magnet, right, when they get near each other, will bind, this will happen with the zeolite. And so when you ingest zeolite, number one to keep in mind, clinoptilolite, the naturally mined zeolite, has GRAS status. And so we know that it has a proven track record of safety according to the FDA, the equivalency with the European Union, as well as throughout Asia. So no contraindications that we're having to concern ourselves with in that regard. It's hardened, and so it stays hard in your body. It does not dissolve in water, but what it does do is it circulates through your system. Because it's not an essential mineral, it processes out of the body in about a 4 to 6 hour period of time. So when you ingest it, as it's moving through the soft tissue in the bloodstream, it comes in contact with these heavy metals, it will bind and it will stay bound until it leaves your body, in most cases, probably 4 to 6 hours, assuming normal bowel and renal function. So in terms of sort of ease of use, being able to use it systemically on a daily basis, it's perfect. And in our case, what I believe, and I know I'm biased, but what I believe makes our company special, number one, we pay very careful attention to where we get our zeolite. So out of the ground, naturally mined, it is Prop 65 compliant. So I already know a lot about its safety. But we put it through a rigorous sizing process because since it doesn't dissolve, the way that it's accepted into the body is based upon assimilation of as a hardened mineral. So if you get it small enough, and in our case, ours is nano-sized, it has the ability to get into the cells of the body. Right? You're talking about 100 trillion cells. What we do is we have a proprietary process where after we size it, we trap it in a water cluster. So when people would receive it, right, it looks like water. It tastes like water. It's very simple to use, odorless and tasteless. So people that are sensitive to things like that, they'll enjoy the fact that it's odorless or tasteless in that regard. It's going to generally absorb mucosally. And because of the nano size, it's going to get into the soft tissue, bloodstream, and the cells very quickly. And that's one of the places you want to go, right? You're talking about lead, cadmium, mercury, you're talking about angstrom size particles. And so something at that size can be very effective at binding in that process. And it actually has two mechanisms of action. Not only will it take things in its cage, but because that charge will leap to the surface, theoretically it's called zeta effect. And think about how, like, if you have a magnet, put a piece of paper over it, it still has a charge to the top. So it not only will trap things in the cage, it will trap things on its surface, almost like a snowball. So it's really quite a perfect vehicle for helping to manage these heavy metals and toxins of that kind. I mean, I've been around supplements all over the world. I've just never seen anything with those kinds of attributes. And so we're very careful. We have a proprietary process for prepping it, right? We prep it with a little bit of calcium and magnesium. So the cage has something in it, it sort of chooses to give up for the heavy metals. So we enhance sort of that bioavailability and that action that takes place. And then we size it properly. And at the end of the day, it's a very simple, natural product for consumers to help manage that toxic exposure.
Okay, so here we have this wonderful, non-toxic, easy to use, clear liquid. It comes to me in a bottle. Do I serve it with an eyedropper?
Okay, when it comes, it's going to come with a little spray cap on it. And so it's as simple as three sprays, three times a day. And the reason three times a day, if you can, if you do it once a day, it has an impact. But remember, it's kind of working on a 4 to 6 hour cycle, right? With the way that it processes through the body. So if you're looking for a sort of ideal way to manage these toxins, three sprays, three times a day. And it's really, you know, there's a perfect prophylactic quality, right, to helping you sort of manage. We can't change exposure. I do have people say to me, well, if I use it in a detox, am I done? Well, unless you stop breathing, no, you're not done, right? I mean, just living creates exposure. And I try to have a little sense of humor about it because people are trying to manage mentally this fact that there's so much exposure taking place, you know? And so it's critical to think about it as being a part of your daily habits. And so it's very simple, Martin, to use in that regard.
Great. Now, I understand that Touchstone Essentials is actually, well, we're partnering, is making an offer that's fairly unique, that is a initial new customer offer. Could you explain that?
Yeah, I'm happy to. And let me say that it's out of respect for yourself and your audience. We know the kind of work you do and the standards and things that you demand. So we're excited to be able to do this with you. And for your audience that's not just in the United States or Canada, we are actively shipping and working in 60-some countries, right? So it's very easy to get the product. So the product sells every day for $79.95. Let me. I've got one behind me here. It will come in this box. Inside this box is this bottle. So very, very simple in that regard. And so it sells for $79.95 US dollars every day. In most places, we ship for free. So US, Canada, UK, fair amount of Europe, Australia, New Zealand. But for first time customers and in honor of your audience, we will actually offer it at our best available price, which is through subscription, which is $63.83. But for the first one, we'll give you an automatic $50 off coupon. So your first-time buyers, Martin, can actually buy it for $13.83 US dollars. And again, in most cases, there'll be no shipping. There'll be probably some taxes based upon where you live. And the reason we do this, quite simply, as we know, as people try it, the majority are going to realize how much better they feel energetically. They're probably sleeping better. We get a fair amount of people tell us that they've got sort of a lift of brain fog. And I know brain fog is not an official medical term, but anybody over 50 years of age knows what brain fog is. And so they get some relief in that regard. And they wind up being very loyal to the product. And so we're willing to offer this as a chance to try it. And even at that price, it still comes unconditionally money back guaranteed for 30 days. We've got 15,000+ five-star reviews, AAA rating with Better Business Bureau. So we just want to get it in people's hands. If they try it, decide it's not for them, turn the subscription off and so be it. But we think they're going to be pleased.
Yeah. Solid offer from a solid company. It's kind of takes some balls to be able to offer something at this much of a discount, because you certainly, I can just see how you're not making money on selling the first bottle.
We're losing money, but we have wonderful customers and wonderful word of mouth. And so it, for us, it's just proven to be effective at getting to know people and establishing initial relationship. And so we're quite willing to do this. We don't spend money on social media advertising and things like that. We just work directly with consumers. And so we're willing to put our faith and confidence in customer satisfaction.
It's fantastic. I mean, it shows the self-confidence or the confidence you have in your product and in your business. And it's very appreciated.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We know your audience expects a lot. We watched your work, and so we'll work hard to keep up with those high standards.
That's great. I appreciate just where you're coming from. And
yeah.
The intensity and the commitment that you're putting into your work.
Oh yeah. Well, I feel like we need to do this, right? There's a world out there that's I don't know what to think sometimes. I know they need all the help and support we can give them from a health standpoint, giving these people these wonderful tools.
Yeah, it's many people are quite puzzled by, well, how did I get this sick? Or why do I have this brain fog, as you mentioned, or whatever it is that's ailing them? And toxins don't usually come up as the first thing. And yet, unless and until you clean up the playing field, the game you're going to play is going to be hampered in a significant way. Like, you can have the best nutrition going, but if you're already toxic, you're playing at a disadvantage, a huge disadvantage, right?
Yeah. And I think one of the things that I observe is that, you know, people at, say, my age, 57, right? It's very difficult for me to remember exactly how good I felt at 17 or 27 or 37. So our energy, our vitality erodes, our health erodes, and we don't notice it so much. And all of a sudden, we just don't feel good. And there's this accumulation of this body burden. And it's great that we get a wake-up call to clean up and you know, start new health habits, things like that. But gosh, if we can get ahead of it, right? And if we can tell our kids to get ahead of it, if we can tell our friends to get ahead of it, right? That's really part of the message we try to share with everybody, you know. Try to address your concerns right now, but try to also get ahead of it with some other people, right? That's one way to give back to your community.
Indeed. Eddie, after the first intro of the Zeolite, is there much else that they could expect to hear from Touchstone Essentials?
Yeah, we'll certainly work hard to continue to educate people. We publish most of the time two solid health-related blogs on a weekly basis. And they're not always about buying something. We've got a lot of wonderful tips on how to clean up your home from toxins or make people aware of how personal care products or packaged food or even the impact of something like a wildfire and what you might do if you're faced with those circumstances you can't get away from to kind of avoid or manage, or certain foods you can eat, like cilantro or deep green leafy vegetables or certain kelps and things from the sea to support your body's ability to detox. So we spend a lot of time on education. We'll also work to introduce you to a few of the other things that we offer that we think are supportive in this same way. But we're health advocates. That's kind of how we start our day. And if we can have an impact on our community and our world in that manner, it's been a good day for us.
This is great. So if you're still listening, the offer is collected here in the show notes. Click through, sign up, get your first bottle, try it out. It's a very small investment for a wonderful chance to improve your health in a big way.
Yeah. And I'll tell you right up front, if you don't have any intentions except to just use one bottle, that's okay. Take advantage of the offer, right? You've got nothing really to lose. And so that's what it's there for.
Are you really inviting people to abuse you?
If that's what it takes to get them to accept and be exposed to these issues and some recognition, I'll accept that.
All right. Fantastic. So here it is, the Touchstone Mineral and the Touchstone Essentials. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Martin. The product's Pure Body Extras.
What a beautiful company name. Yep, don't hesitate. I endorse this, Zeolite and a clean up Telolite specifically. Cannot hurt you. It can only get you better.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Bye now.
This is Martin Petella for Life Enthusiast Podcast. We are restoring vitality to you and to the planet.